The Alaska Health Department is using a new four-part HBO documentary on obesity to draw attention to its effort to combat the problem. KDLG's Dave Benninger has the story.
HBO Films recently debuted the Weight of the Nation campaign, hoping to bring attention to what they call the nation's obesity epidemic. The campaign features a four-part film series replete with donut-dropping graphic imagery about obesity and a host of experts designed to stir the national conversation.
18+% of our children right now are obese.
The weight of the nation is out of control, but we can fix that.
It's about survival and well-being of the United States as a nation.
It's no different in Alaska. Two out of every three adults and one in three children are overweight or obese, and the prevalence of adult obesity has doubled in the past two decades. Carol Fink is the program manager for the state of Alaska's Obesity Prevention and Control Program.
Obesity is not about appearance to us. It's about health. It's about how healthy people are and how healthy they're going to be able to live a nice, long life.
Obesity is predicted to overtake tobacco as the leading cause of death in Alaska. The risk of developing type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and even certain cancers is much higher for people who are obese. And these health problems are costly.
In the state, it costs $459 million a year in medical care costs attributable to obesity.
Big surprise here. The HBO films and other experts say obesity is attributable to bad diet and lack of exercise. Heavy dependence on processed foods is making us fat, as are sugary beverages like soda and sports drinks, which roughly 50% of Alaskans high school age or older consume each day.
We do know that sugar-sweetened beverages they're killing our kids.
The effort from the Alaska Obesity Prevention and Control Office this past year focused on promoting physical activity.
We did a Play Every Day campaign, encouraging families and children to get out and play every day.
Part of that campaign involved radio and TV ads like this one.
About 3 out of every 10 children in Alaska are overweight. Obese children become obese adults who are more likely to have diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. We can fix this.
Hike, bike, ski, skate, jump, catch, run, fun!
Parents, be a hero to your kids. Get out and play every day.
The Diabetes Prevention Program at Kanakanak Hospital in Dillingham is focusing on obesity as well. They say that 90% of the 247 diabetes patients they serve in Bristol Bay are overweight or obese. Because of this, and the fact that some patients can bring their blood sugar back to normal levels through better diet and exercise, they're also promoting physical activity. Public gyms and rec centers are few and far between in Bristol Bay, so the program has provided money to pay for open public gym time at area schools. William Savo ran the open gym in Dillingham this spring.
We did it for about a month and a half, 2 months, and I think we had 56 people come in and use the gym. So it just keeps you in shape. Exercise every day or even two times a week we go is good for your body. So
open gym programs are being offered in other Bristol Bay communities as rural Alaska joins the national effort to combat obesity. The Institute of Medicine, the CDC, and the National Institutes of Health all partnered with HBO to produce the Weight of the Nation campaign. The campaign's motto is, "To win, we have to lose."
If we don't now take this as a really serious, urgent national priority, we are all of us individually and as a nation going to pay a really serious price.
HBO's films can be seen on YouTube and will be shown at screenings across the state. Perhaps best viewed without the large soda and bucket of popcorn, at least this time. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.